right now, and I've been looking forward to it. We're joined by a 15-year NHL vet. He led the University of Maine to the 1993 National Championship. He was a Hobie Baker Award winner, the first freshman ever to win that award. For his NHL career, 402 goals, 587 assists, 989 points in 989 regular season games. An Olympic gold medalist, a silver medalist as well, a member of the gold medal winning Canadian team at the World Juniors in 1993. He won a gold medal at the World Championships in 1994, and for our purposes, a member of the class of the 2017 Hockey Hall of Fame. We are joined right now by Paul Kariya. Paul, it is so good to have you back on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. It's been way too long.
It's been way too long, Paul, but it's so great to have you back, and I appreciate it so much. The Hall of Fame announcement came a few months back, but you were officially inducted Monday. What was the experience like, Paul, and has it all sunken in yet, or maybe are you still processing it?
Well, I'm definitely still processing it. It was interesting, actually. I got a bunch of calls from some great friends that are Hall of Famers, guys like Eric Lindros and Joe Sakic and Scott Niedermeyer, and they all said the same thing. They said the weekend goes by so quickly. Stay present. Enjoy every moment. And, I mean, it just flew by. The 4 days, it was so much fun. Tamu and I had such an incredible time. It was unbelievable.
We're talking to Paul Kariya. Going into the Hall of Fame is always special, but you mentioned Tamu. The fact that you're going in with a teammate like him, what was it like to share the entire thing with Tamu?
Well, we had so much fun. It was just from the moment that I got the call from the Hall, it was actually from Tamu first. He called me before Lanny McDonald called me, which was appropriate.
Right.
But from that moment on, you know, we've been spending a lot of time together planning parties and events, and it's just been an incredible experience for both of us, and we're so happy to go in together.
Hall of Famer Paul Kariya joining us. It's amazing, Paul, how fast it all goes. I remember when you got here, I remember watching the two of you. In fact, watching you and Tamu do what you do on the ice really was something, literally from the jump. In fact, you yourself said that from the moment you stepped on the ice together in that very first practice, you knew that something special was going to happen. The chemistry was instantaneous. How would you describe what that chemistry was like, and how did it come together so quickly?
Well, it was like playing with a twin, someone, you know, playing with someone that you knew exactly what they were going to do at any given moment, and Tamu knew exactly what I was going to do at any given moment. That gave us an edge. You know, we always felt like we were one step ahead of our the guys that we were playing against, and, you know, even when we played together in the game at the Hall of Fame, and it was like we were right back from day one. Nothing's changed. You know, I knew what he was going to do, and he knew what I was going to do, and we had a great time.
You know, it's even more interesting, though, Paul. The two of you personally really couldn't be any more different. At least from the outside, it would seem like it, right? I mean, he'd show up, He'd tape his stick in about 20 seconds, but you were so meticulous and so exacting. You'd go to bed at 10 o'clock every single night, and let's just say that maybe that wasn't Tamu's style. So how were the two of you able to connect in the way that you were when you were so different?
Well, you know, we are completely opposite people. Tamu is very outgoing, loves being out in the spotlight, and I'm much quieter, more reserved, but I think that you know, we actually think a lot alike in a lot of different areas, and it was funny when we were planning this event. We were having dinner with my girlfriend Valerie and his wife Sirpa, and we were talking about planning for the event, and Sirpa was kind of getting an argument with Tamu about a few of the things, and Tamu was answering every question the exact way that I would answer the question. And Valerie, we're driving home, and she's like, I cannot believe how much you guys think alike. And people don't understand it, but this is the same away from the rink. So, you know, we go about things differently, but, you know, when you get to our cores, we actually think the same way. We see the world in the same way. And like I said, it's been a beautiful partnership for a number of years.
It's so interesting. What a great response. Paul Kariya joining us. Both of you will be honored this Sunday at the Honda Center before the Ducks game against Florida as part of Hall of Fame night. Any idea, Paul, what it's going to be like to be back at the Honda Center and hearing from the Duck fans once again?
Well, I'm sure it's going to be an emotional night for both of us. You know, for myself, spending 9 years in Anaheim, Tamu spending the bulk of his career in Anaheim. This is home for us. You know, this is our home now. This is where we decided to retire, and it's meant so much to both of us to have the support from the fans and the people of Orange County from day one for me, and then for a number of years for Tamu. They've meant so much to our careers. allowed us to do and play the game that we love to do and make a living out of it. And, you know, they've supported hockey in Orange County almost for 25 years. So we're really appreciative to the fans. And this is kind of a way for us to show our thank you or show how thankful we are to them for the support they've given us.
I think it's going to be a very emotional night. Paul Kariya joins us. Paul, you mentioned Scott Niedermayer, and Scott Niedermayer said that there's nobody who was more dedicated to improving himself or maximizing his talent than you. And to hear that from somebody like Scott Niedermayer, who was one of the sport's most decorated players ever, and that people would probably say similar things about him that he said about you, what's it like to hear that from him? And then where do you think that drive came from that you had personally?
Well, Scott and I are very good friends. We actually surf together at least a couple times a week, and we snowboard, and we have a good time together. But, you know, Scott will go down as one of the winningest players in NHL history, and I was lucky to play with him in the World Juniors and the Olympics, and we actually played in the Bantam Provincial Finals together. This is going back a number of years, but we lost. Scott never left the ice, played all 60 minutes of the game.
Wow.
And from that, you know, he's been a winner from day one and has continued that on. So that's a very nice thing for Scott to say. I mean, as you said, I think that describes himself more than me, but very nice. But as you know, in terms of how that's how I was raised as from my parents, you know, if you're going to do something, do it to the best of your ability and focus 100% of your energy to being the best hockey player you can be or to being the best student you can be, or if you're doing an interview to try to do the best interview you can do. Like whatever you're doing, be present in the moment and do the best you can.
Has anybody ever played all 60 minutes of any game on any level before? That's crazy.
Scott, well, you know, it's funny because his nickname, I don't know if it was, we always called him the Natural. Because when he would play hockey, he wouldn't sweat. I mean, he was such an effortless skater, just an incredible skater, and he literally could play the entire game because he never he was so efficient with his movement. And even now, when we go surfing, I mean, he's so natural and relaxed at it. That I'm very jealous of how easy he makes things look.
Hey, Paul, I love the fact, Paul Kariya is my guest, I love that you've taken to surfing, because surfers are really a different breed. Like, I've done it a couple of times, but I don't get it, I don't really have the skill for it, but I did go to school in Santa Barbara, so I hung out with a lot of guys that surfed, and these guys were just a different breed altogether. What is it, for those who haven't done it, what is the feeling like, and what do you like so much about surfing?
Well, surfing is a very spiritual experience to me, to be out in the ocean, to be in nature like that, and to feel the power of a swell that may be coming from halfway around the world and riding that end part of that swell. It's kind of like a mystical experience. You know, on the flip side of it, it's a great way to stay in shape. It's a great way to spend time with your buddies, and there's so many hockey players now that do it, guys like Rob Blake and Glenn Murray and Joe Sakic, and we, you know, Tamu's been out a few times. He was probably one of the best guys to initially pick it up. I mean, his first wave, he caught a wave, and he was doing unbelievable. But he is a little afraid of sharks, and that's probably a healthy thing, healthy fear. I don't have that, but I should probably have a little more of that in me. But no, we as hockey players, we've all enjoyed learning a new sport, learning a new activity like that, and getting a chance to, you know, continue spending time with each other after we retired.
Well said. And that's why guys pick up golf, too. It's something different, something you can never master, but it's an entirely different experience than surfing. You know, Paul, I wonder, we've got a few minutes left. When you look back on your career, there were so many amazing moments. What sticks out to you the most?
Well, for me, when I talk about the highlight of my hockey career, what was my first Olympics in 94. My father played rugby for Canada. He always told me that the highest honor you can have as an athlete is to represent your country. So when I was able to put on that Olympic jersey and walk into the opening ceremonies, not just with the hockey team, but with the curlers and the speed skaters and the figure skaters, and to be a part of a bigger team than just the hockey team, it was an unbelievable experience. And to this day, I can remember taking that walk in Lillehammer and into the opening ceremonies. I still get chills just thinking about it. In my NHL career, the run that we had my last year in Anaheim was the highlight. You know, that was such a special run. Obviously, we got incredible goaltending from J.S. Giguere, and our team came together at the right time. And kind of both situations, we didn't finish it off, but it was a huge accomplishment in Anaheim to get to the finals, you know, after 9 years of coming from an expansion team. And in 94, I think we were eighth or ninth ranked going into. So to win a silver medal was a huge accomplishment for that team as well.
You know, Paul, you mentioned chills, and I want to mention something, and I'm not sure that you remember it the same way. We've got about a minute left, but there was that moment in Game 6 of the 03 Stanley Cup Final when Scott Stevens hit you late and he knocked you unconscious. I get chills thinking about this moment because you came back in that game and you scored on Martin Brodeur. Not only is that, to me, one of the most unbelievable moments I've ever seen in the NHL, it's one of my favorite sporting moments ever. I don't know that maybe you remember it like that, but I thought that was an amazing sporting moment in any sport ever. As you think back on that game, what kind of memories do you have?
I don't have any memories from that game.
I see.
No, I don't remember that game the day before, you know, even Game 7. I have no memories from that game, but obviously I've seen what happened. And, you know, for a lot of people in this area, that's defined my career, and that's, you know, I'll be walking on the beach, and they'll come up to me and say, hey, you know, we remember where we were. We were at the arena when that happened. And, you know, I obviously it was a huge moment for myself and our team. I wish I could have remembered it in lifetime, but it was an incredible moment for in that game and for me as a player.
I can tell you, anybody watching right or listening right now, if you were to call that play up and just look at it, you will get chills just watching it. It was an amazing thing. But then again, you had a career of amazing moments, iconic moments. Paul, I can't tell you how happy I am that you and I can get caught up like this and have this conversation, and how happy I am for you to go into the Hall of Fame. I think that was kind of a given. Everybody knew that. But now it's here. You are officially a member of the Hall of Fame, and I know it's going to be a really emotional evening in Anaheim coming up this weekend too.
Yeah, no, we're really looking forward to it. Like I said, the weekend flew by, but Tamu and I and our families will have memories that will last us a lifetime. We'll never forget those 4 days we spent in Toronto together. Made it even more special that we were able to experience it together. And same thing this Sunday at the Honda Center. I know that that's going to be an unbelievable experience for both of us, and we're looking forward to it.
Even before the interview was over, Paul, the response on social media has been absolutely incredible. So I'm so glad you took time for this. It is so good to get caught up, and I appreciate it very, very much. Paul, great to talk to you once again.
Thanks, Jim. And I want to say thank you very much for all the support you've given me as a hockey player all through my career. I really appreciate it, Jim.
I appreciate it too, Paul. I appreciate the relationship very much. Paul Kariya, my guest. Can't wait to read you the reaction after the interview. Paul Kariya showing up here in the jungle. Absolutely incredible.